But before we do that, I want to ask Jamie to stand up and give an announcement.
Sure. So as we kick off this new season of Bethel, new chapter in Bethel's life, we'd like to start with kind of evaluating the worship service. Ellie has her own preferences, but we'd like to make sure that we hear from everybody. And Joey, sorry I didn't reach out to you, but Tuesday at 5 o'clock. Tuesday at 5 o'clock in the fellowship hall. Anybody is welcome to come. We're going to talk about changes for next week, some of the things, some ideas that we've had. It may come, a lot of it we kind of discussed with, her name escapes me, Sarah Campbell, as we were working through some revitalization meetings in the spring. So it may not be new to those who attended. We're not doing anything radical. We'd like to just kind of evaluate where we are and where we want to go. Also, I'm big into formal meetings and following discipline. So as a United Methodist Church, we adopted the one leadership team structure for leading, so we don't have an admin, council, finance, separate committees. We have one large meeting, and it's called a leadership team. I'd like to have a first meeting of that next Sunday after church. So if you would like to stay and attend and be part of that, bring a lunch. Otherwise, if you're hungry, that's on you. So that is open to anybody. I don't want it to be super long, but we are going to, it's probably going to be longer than normal. But I do want to kind of talk about what the structure of those meetings is going to be, the regular cadence of those meetings. And it really is to limit the number of meetings that we have as a small church, and that we enable the leaders and those who participate in leading worship and other programs to be empowered to move forward. So it's actually to enable our membership rather than hold anything back.